Talk number 165. Mr. Subbarao, do not men go into samadhi? Maharshi, is there no samadhi now? Devotee, is it eternal? Maharshi, if not, how can it be real? Devotee, then, Maharshi, there is no then, no now. Devotee, it appears so. Maharshi, to whom? Devotee, to the mind. Maharshi, what is mind? Who am I? Devotee, silence. Talk number 166. A man asked if it was possible to ward off old age and disease by the intake of divine force. Maharshi, you can ward off the body itself. Devotee, how to take in the divine force? Maharshi, it is already there. No need to take it in. It can be done only if it is out of you. But it is only you. There is no taking in or giving out. Devotee, is there any necessity to obey physical laws, like dieting? Maharshi, these are in imagination only. Talk number 167. A man was worried because he could not succeed in concentrating the mind. Maharshi, is it not only one, even now? It always remains one only. Diversity lies in your imagination only. Unitary being need not be acquired. Talk number 168. It was mentioned to Sri Bhagavan that a self-realized being needs no food, etc. Maharshi, you understand according to your state only. Talk number 169. Devotee, how to control the mind? Maharshi, catch hold of the mind. Devotee, how? Maharshi, what is mind? Find it out. It is only an aggregate of thoughts. Devotee, how to root out sexual impulse? Maharshi, by rooting out the false idea of the body being self. There is no sex in the self. Devotee, how to realize it? Maharshi, because you think you are the body, you see another as the body. Difference in sex arises, but you are not the body. Be the real self. Then there is no sex. Talk number 170. Devotee, can a yogi know his past lives? Maharshi, do you know the present life so well that you wish to know the past? Find out the present life, then the rest will follow. Even with your present limited knowledge, we suffer so much. Why do you wish to burden yourself with more knowledge and suffer more? Devotee, can fasting help realization? Maharshi, but it is temporary. Mental fast is the real aid. Fasting is not an end in itself. There must be spiritual development side by side. Absolute fasting makes the mind weak, too. You cannot derive sufficient strength for the spiritual quest. Therefore, take moderate food and go on practicing. Devotee, they say that after breaking a month's fast, 10 days afterwards, the mind becomes pure and steady and remains so forever. Maharshi, yes, if the spiritual quest has been kept up right through the fast also. Talk number 171. To another question, Master said, the best is heart-to-heart speech and heart-to-heart hearing. That is the best upadesha. Devotee, is not guidance from Guru necessary? Maharshi, are you apart from Guru? Devotee, is proximity helpful? Maharshi, do you mean physical proximity? What is the good of it? The mind alone matters. The mind must be contacted. 28th of February, 1936. Talk number 172. A visitor asked, "What is the difference between meditation, dhyana, and investigation, vichara?" Maharshi, "Both amount to the same. Those unfit for investigation may practice meditation. In this practice, the aspirant forgetting himself meditates, 'I am Brahman,' or 'I am Shiva.' Thus he continues to hold to Brahman or Shiva. This will ultimately end in the residual being as Brahman or Shiva, which he will realize to be pure being, that is, the self. He who engages in investigation starts holding on to himself, asks, 'Who am I?' and the self becomes clear to him." Devotee, "Will the knowledge gained by direct experience be lost afterwards?" Maharshi, "Kaivalya Navanita says it may be lost. Experience gained without rooting out all the vasanas cannot remain steady. Efforts must be made to eradicate the vasanas. Otherwise, rebirth after death takes place. Some say direct experience results from hearing from one's master. Others say it is from reflection. Yet others say from one-pointedness and also from samadhi. Though they look different on the surface, ultimately they mean the same. Knowledge can remain unshaken only after all the vasanas are rooted out." 29th of February, 1936. Talk number 173. Devotee, "Lord, how can the grip of the ego be slackened?" Maharshi, "By not adding new vasanas to it." Devotee, "Any amount of japa has not slackened the grip." Maharshi, "How so?" "It will duly slacken and vanish."